Hello and welcome to Football Total. My name is Saru. The only reason I do this podcast is so that I can meet my friend Tanuj Baru.
What's up?
How you, dude?
I'm good.
It's been so long.
Yeah, I mean, this place looks...
they've just painted the studio.
Bigger than I remembered. I mean, I think... Oh, they've painted it.
Yeah, it's all the HDFC Life insurance money.
Yes, HDFC Life.
Kona Kona Kotak.
We're just balancing it on now. No. We have more banks in the bank.
We can. Last week,
Exim Bank.
Last week I had an ICICI guy do the podcast, Manav.
Oh yeah.
Yes. All right. So as you know, we are funded now. Yeah. We are a funded podcast. So do you feel rich?
Extremely.
Do you put all that money in HDFC Life Insurance?
How do you like my diamond stud?
Dude, that's such a waste of investment.
Do you have better investment options?
I did. You didn't listen to me.
All right.
Is Arsenal still in FA Cup?
Arsenal is... Good question. Of course, they're still in the FA Cup.
Why?
No, because I suddenly started thinking about the League Cup fiasco against Liverpool, who didn't want to win.
Okay.
But Arsenal managed... to make them win anyway. They're like, I didn't play. which is something that Klopp actually built on.
What?
With his actions yesterday.
What did he build on? What actions?
He's like, I don't want to play. You guys will play replay. I don't want to play one match. You're making me play two.
Yeah, why was
on the same round?
Why was he so angry?
He should be angry with Shrewsbury for not finishing the tie.
Or as Eden Hazard called him, Strawberry.
What, really?
So 2 years ago, when Chelsea was playing Shrewsbury, post-match they asked Eden, so how was the game? Oh, Strawberry was so tough. and the presenter like corrects him, Eden, Shrewsbury, it's the same thing. They were just so tough.
ripe performance.
Exactly. So,
but that could actually be a club in Switzerland for all you know. Looking at how they name their clubs.
Yeah. Young Boys. Young Boys.
Young Boys. Sion.
You know who manages Young Boys? A priest.
Is he from the Priory of Sion?
No.
Martunga.
Isn't Chunabatti the Priory of Sion? Yeah, so let's talk about this Liverpool thing, right? So I didn't know till Klopp said yesterday that there was something called a winter break, which is kind of sad because we do a podcast. We should have known that the England now has a winter break where they give like 10 days off or in between in February to clubs.
Yeah, after winter's over. Because in winter they're playing every, 70 hours.
Yeah, so which is so stupid. But that happens. And Liverpool leading 2-0 yesterday against Strawberry, right? And they just lose it, dude.
So they're based out of Pune, is it?
Strawberry, Mahabaleshwar.
Shrewsbury, what?
Mahabaleshwar. Owned by Mapro.
Mapro.
Yeah, so now they draw 2-2. Klopp desperately wanted to win it. He got on Oxlade-Chamberlain, Salah, and all the big ones, big guns in the second half. But like Shrewsbury almost won the game. But
Shrewsbury, you're mixing it up.
Shrewsbury.
Oh, it's German now.
Yeah. So
Strasbury.
Yeah, but after the game, he just goes crazy, dude. Like, I think Klopp gets a pass for a lot of things. If this was said by any manager, like
Mourinho.
Mourinho though is like, even if he doesn't say anything, like, what did he mean?
Why is he staring at us like
Yeah,
that?
Exactly. But Klopp gets away with so many things. Like, he said it's a winter break. Last year in April, they asked us not to play any game, like any friendly, during this winter break. So we're not playing any game. I'm not even going to manage the game. And Liverpool fans are like, come on, guys. Doesn't the manager need a break as well? And all of that. But that just seems so weird. No, why the extreme reaction to this?
See, I think he's just extremely, extremely focused.
On what?
On the Premier League.
But they're going to win it.
Yeah, but still, I mean...
If he's not confident that he can hold a 16-point lead, that he needs, like...
I mean, they messed up a half...
11-point lead.
Yeah, so, I mean, he obviously has bad memories about it. And the weight on his shoulders right now for making Liverpool win for the first time since 1990.
Yeah.
So I think that's, I mean, all those expect
30 years of pain.
None other tournament is important. No other tournament is important for him right now. Not the Champions League. Not, I mean, surprisingly, not the League Cup. Even after, with the fresh injection of sponsorship money.
Of whose?
Carabao.
Oh. Dude, but it was called something else. It was called Carling Cup before that, so...
It's called the Coca-Cola Cup before that.
Huh, maybe. I don't know what it was called before Carling Cup, but yeah. It's just weird, dude. Why would he say that? Why can't he just, like, turn up for the game at least? Like, go lose it, no, then, if you have a problem.
Yeah.
Just play Academy Kids, and if you can't...
But he can't just lose it right after showing up.
No. Oh.
Parampara. Pratishtha.
Anushasan. Yeah, so that's the only good thing about FA Cup. What do you
why still, don't people talk about his teeth anymore?
They're just, I think they'll bring it up in May or in April when they win the league. They'll say it's the white teeth.
Because I remember like 2 years back or 3 years, whatever.
But he had got teeth whitening then.
Yeah. Dude. Well, Emery tried that too, but that didn't work. So obviously not the secret weapon. So they can't.
Probably the dentist was different. Emery's was like too shiny. Klopp's was like, okay.
Just white. Matte white.
Yeah. This was gloss white.
Gloss.
Yeah.
Buying Porsches or something. Like
that. So talking about Arsenal, your beloved Arsenal, they're playing Bournemouth in FA Cup. They should win that.
Yeah.
They should. But we say that every week about Arsenal.
Yeah.
And they don't.
The one time he said that they're going to lose against Chelsea.
What did they do?
Drew. They managed to draw with 10 men. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's surely a
I'm
win,
seeing
man.
You after so long. I think we spoke about it last week as well.
Did we?
But my God, man. Arsenal handle, Twitter handle went crazy.
Yes. What, 16 posts?
Why?
For a draw. With Martinelli getting 17 on...
But why? Why did social media, Arsenal's social media handle go mad at it? I'm sure Arsenal's had some victories in life.
It's probably one of those things that, you know, the intern had a very risque, you know, tweet on his feed. And he just wanted to, like, push it down the timeline. So he just started posting a lot so people behind his shoulder can't, like, see that he follows Jenna Jameson, fans.com or something.
Like, what was the invincible team TV thinking right now? Sala, 18 saal mein 16 baar likha hamare bare mein. And they're going on and on about this draw. Like, Martinelli is, like, the biggest star of the club now.
Yeah, they should probably sell him for, like, but 700 million already.
What an image that is. N'Golo Kante.
They'll ask him, what do you have on your CV?
You show the 16 tweets.
16 tweets plus one image of N'Golo Kante.
I'm just falling. Oh, yeah. That was
a good photo, man.
Yeah, that was such a good photo.
But I mean, knowing Kante like as a person, I kind of feel bad for him because it feels like he's being disrespected or something. Because he's such a nice guy, man.
What do you mean he's being disrespected?
Yeah, he's like...
It's you guys, your club, which is posting it all the time.
I know, so I'm agreeing. So, I mean, see, we have... We are very level-headed fans here.
No, you're not.
Of course we are.
I don't know. From when Arteta's come...
Groveling and crawling Kante. What is the headline for it?
Which one?
Not the headline. The Instagram caption for this photo from the Arsenal handle was pretty good. Something like, go low, N'Golo, something.
Oh, like the Michelle Obama one. When they go low, we go high. Something like that.
No, just Lolo.
Oh, Lolo.
Yeah.
That's Karishma Kapoor. That's Kareena Kapoor. No? Isn't she Lolo?
Oh, wow.
Oh, we should also talk about Black Mamba.
Martinelli, like, ran across past her too.
Okay, we should talk about Black Mamba.
Wow.
Dude.
Man.
I didn't know that he had inspired so many footballers.
So that's the thing about him, right? His legacy is such that everyone is using the same phrase, but I think it's very valid that it's transcended the sport that he plays. Forget that. Even Rishi Kapoor has put a post. He's like, it's not like...
Rishi Kapoor?
Yeah, Rishi Kapoor. His post is not that, you know, rest in peace, Kobe, or, you know, whatever. It's just my son, Ranbir Kapoor, with late legend Kobe Bryant. And there's a photo of Ranbir. Ranbir and Kobe.
Yeah, but that's what everyone is doing. There's some post.
Yeah, but wo apna photo dala na ki, yeah, I miss me. I miss this guy. Great guy. He's like, no, my son. Mera beta.
At least that is honest. Dekho, ye mera beta hai. With late Kobe Bryant.
Late legend.
Late legend.
Yeah.
Was he like the... I don't know. Should we like talk about his rape accusations?
Yeah, I mean, those things have to come up, right?
Yeah. Like, he was like the greatest basketball player who could have been a rapist as well. Something like that, right?
Who probably was. I mean, it got settled out of court, right?
Yeah. Out of court. Everything gets settled out of court.
Even he was based out of UP, is it?
No. UP just gets settled. Out of court.
Outside court. Not out of court.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, so I guess rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
I know. It's just so sad, man.
Entire generation. I mean, our entire generation, like, you know, I wouldn't say grew up because we had like Jordan and Shaq.
Really? You had Jordan?
Yeah.
Like 96?
Yeah.
What were you, like 3?
6. Height puch rahe hai?
3-6.
3-6. Fir basketball khel ke main lamba hua.
Yeah, man. That ad, the Turkish Airlines ad with Messi.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. Yeah,
His legacy.
That's his legacy.
Okay, I think. Beat that.
Yeah, I know. He played football quite well. Did you see the video with Mbappe?
No.
Where they both were like, I think his first touch was way better than Lukaku's.
There's this video doing the rounds right now, which a lot of people are sharing, where he's like shimmying while taking a free throw.
Hmm.
Which is actually like just a CGI edit or something. Ellen had done it on her show, but people are like, oh wow, look. So classy.
Okay, let's talk back about football as well.
Coming back to sad news.
Yeah, football, dude. There's so much football. They asked Guardiola. So Manchester City obviously won 4-0 against Fulham. And they asked Guardiola, your stadium was like 29,000 was the attendance at the stadium. And he said, I don't know why.
I did not see them.
He didn't see those 29,000 also. Yeah, but don't you think there's just too much football now? Like, just way too much football for anyone to be like, ball. Every now and then you'd be like,
especially for like those season ticket holders to be in the stadium week in. Forget week, like twice a week in, twice a week out.
Yeah. Oh, Asians should show this photo back to the English people and say, you racist people, if Asians don't fill up your stadiums, this is how they'll look like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you see that video? It's crazy.
No,
of those Chinese guys outside Anfield, and then a guy posted it because they obviously speak only Cantonese or Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
They were giving instructions by to a person or something. Like, this is what football's come down to. English Premier League, ladies and gentlemen. They can't even speak English or something like that. And then they again...
But it's not even branded as the English Premier League anymore, is it?
Yeah, it is.
It's just the Premier League now.
Okay, whatever. Then again, they posted something else of in Manchester City. They posted of some Asian person. Not Arabs.
Look at these guys. Abed. Owner room.
My name is Al Mansoor. Sorry, sir. I was the one who bought Rubinho.
Ooh. Goosebumps.
Oh, those days.
Yeah. The glory days. Glorious.
What happened to Mumbai City FC after the global takeover of the City Group?
We got a new jersey.
What?
Yeah.
Really? What does it look like? Man City's?
No. Regular Mumbai City jersey. But now it's got Etihad in the top right corner.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Man, that's quick. Nothing in this country moves that fast.
Because they just kept using last year's jerseys with just Sports Adda. It's funny how Sports Adda has more screen space, like visual space
Sports
on the
Adda.
Jersey. Sports Adda or Sports Buddy, one of these. I think it's Sports Adda.
Oh, really? They had that much money to...
Yeah, well, they didn't know that Etihad was coming. It wasn't like a bid war happening. Right?
Main karunga.
And Etihad comes in with like a small 3x6 or something inches logo while these guys have the entire shirt to themselves.
That's crazy, dude. That's pretty awesome, actually. Okay, let's, again, coming back to the FA Cup. Leicester beat Brentford. Did you know that?
No.
Why? You don't care about Leicester?
About the FA Cup? I kicked Vardy out from my EPL team, I don't care about them in any competition now.
Man, do you think FA Cup is losing its magic?
Arsenal is still in it, so no. It's still magical.
You know,
it's,
that was not the question.
It's still the oldest.
What do people mean by FA Cup is...
Isn't it the oldest football competition?
It is.
Second is the Indian IFA Shield, is it?
No.
Durand Cup,
right. Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought that was like... If they stop FA Cup, we will legitimately have the oldest football tournament in the world.
Yeah.
Do they still play?
As long as Reliance and...
FSDL allow it.
FSDL allow it, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, by the way, there's some amazing news. Like, Newcastle drew with Oxford United 0-0.
Wow. They're setting up they're setting up. This is a stepping stone to the new future.
New future. So let's.
So which cousin of Mansoor is going to come in now?
This is MBS.
Oh, it's MBS again. What happened to United?
United.
Oh, it's United. It's United.
Are you calling
Newcastle United?
Exactly. So I think we
Man,
should.
Man, we were all looking at the other one.
I know. I think let's take a break right now. But oh, before the break, did you see United thrash a team on its level? Tranmere Rovers 6-0. You know who all scored? Like
I know one guy who scored.
Who?
Jesse Lingard.
And there was one more guy.
Oh.
Phil Jones.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. They were 5-0 up. So, on Twitter, I saw this thing. You know Haaland, right? Who's in? So, he's like, he scored 5 goals in 55 minutes. United said 5 goals in 45. Challenge accepted.
Tere baap ka toda tha humne.
Yeah, but Tranmere Rovers are in the relegation zone in League 1. So, I don't know how happy United fans should get seeing the performance of the team, but it's so happy.
There's a nice tweet around this which went something like, you know, it's not like United have the wrong manager, it's just that they're in the wrong league.
Oh god, dude, that is so bad.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Anyway,
and then MBS is buying
United.
United.
Oh, United.
That's, so we'll take a
All
break.
United. That's so, probably what they're going to call it after that,
dude.
Well,
we
City
have sponsors, we need to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Once we take the break and people listen to the HDFC Live promo, and then they watch
you
the
just
video.
Just gave a spoiler, man.
Yeah, so that's okay. And then they watch the video, and then they get back to our show. We should talk about Newcastle and how MBS is going to change the face of football and what that team could look like. So we should be the fantasy team for MBS because he has like so much money, right? And see who all he should buy. Are you up for the task, Baru?
We'll find out after the break.
All right. Stay tuned to Football Total. Hello, welcome back to Football Twaddle. We should just start a Newcastle United podcast. We should be the early movers, Baru.
Yeah, the magpie twaddle.
Yeah, exactly. And we should promote it only in Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely.
So even if MBS is doubting about it, all his advisors are like, sir,
kya fan following hai, sir, hamare desh mein iska.
Like, Even Jamal Khashoggi followed it, you know. You're like, no wonder. Oh god, imagine they find out Khashoggi is a Newcastle fan. And then the
extent they're going to like cover it up, buying a full club.
The Jamal Khashoggi stand. The pillars will be his asti panjar.
Yeah,
okay, I think we've just stretched it too far. Alright, so MBS, he's buying Newcastle United, right? Who is he going to buy? Like, as players,
Jahan Bakhsh.
Dude, he's Rani. Oh god.
Or fir khilayega nahi usko. He's gonna put him on the bench.
Take that, Ayatollah. All right. So let's say a Saudi kingdom, or what in the Saudi kingdom buys Newcastle United. How do you think they're going to compete with PSG, which is Qatari? You think they'll play each other in Champions League and stuff?
Yeah, I mean it's not like India and Pakistan, right? Even if
it's
they get
worse.
Drawn or
There's
something.
There's a trade blockade. You can still
even if
like...
they get drawn, like the whole Asian Cup thing that's going to happen right now, then we won't play.
Really?
Yeah, that's what India told them. And Pakistan said, I mean, we'll play, we'll find a neutral venue. Because Pakistan's going to host it, right?
So what a neutral venue? Like Kabul?
Of course.
Dude, that's
Kabul what... Fiza.
Oh, Mary Ja. Okay, anyway, so whatever. So you think, and he's really good friend with the... with the Abu Dhabi guys. So, like, how is it going to work? Is like, are they going to decide the future of the league sitting in like Riyadh?
Yeah, I mean, see, if NBA can get played in Paris and...
I mean, not the game. I'm talking about the result of the game.
Oh, yeah, probably. And you know, just for fun, they'll just hold like FIFA controllers, PlayStation controllers while watching a live match.
Like MBS. With Jeff Bezos providing the commentary.
Yeah, not anymore.
Oh, what's going to happen? Dude, there's so many questions. What's going to happen to the Amazon Prime streaming, which they bid for? Like, let's say if Saudi buys Newcastle.
Yeah, you know, one of those technical errors or something. Feed not found. Please forgive us for like...
Feed not found.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's start. Who's going to be the keeper? The keeper they should buy?
I think they'd probably go with like a really good shortstopper right now.
I mean, name the keeper.
Like Bird Leno.
Really?
Yeah, he's not amazing, Ter Stegen. No, Ter Stegen kya karega. He's not going to leave Barca.
Even for the MBS money, like 500,000 pounds a week.
Oh, yes, he's going to be there, but on the bench.
Oh, Leno is a starter. Yeah, Ter Stegen is on the bench.
Have you seen Leno like play with Arsenal's defense in front of him?
Yeah.
It just shows you how good a keeper is because but see, you can see more of him.
That's where you are doing the mistake. He has all the money in the world. He's going to buy the best defense, right? So Leno has.
So jo bhi aayega us tak, haan,
but Leno, Leno does not have the capacity to concentrate for like two minutes every 30 minutes or something like that.
He needs to be like continuously challenged.
Yeah. So otherwise he may fall asleep. Like, what wow.
Did Leno also know like this much about himself?
Yeah, so oh, fine, let's take your choice. Leno, who will be the defense, the central defenders?
We'll come to the central defenders later, but we know who the fullbacks are going to be. Oh. The best in the world.
Robertson and Ta. Oh, God. Poor Klopp. He will have to play his children.
Matip is going to start.
Not Matip. Gomez. If MBS buys Matip after...
No, Liverpool will have to play with like...
All right. Liverpool, yeah. Newcastle is the shit.
It has to be like a holistic.
Okay, Ta and Robertson, gone. Who are the defenders? Mustafi. Oh.
Wait. Oh. Wait. Oh. Wait. Just pick up the entire, like, 3 out of 4 of Liverpool's defense, right? If you're going for the best.
VVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, but poor Liverpool, yeah. They'll, like.
Why are they buying Newcastle and just buy Liverpool, man? You won't need to do so much business over there.
Probably they
so
won't.
Can I have your transfer wish list or something?
Liverpool Southampton attached with it.
And who are the new Southampton now?
What do you mean?
For Liverpool. Where did they get the Jap from?
Oh, Stuttgart? Eintracht Frankfurt or something, no?
No. Oh, yeah. I thought it was
Salzburg he bought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they bought it from Salzburg.
So the original.
Yeah, but that's the Red Bull group, so it's going to be a little harder. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are taking three.
Red Bull is not halal, Albert.
It's kosher.
Kosher.
Oh, did you read that news also? Since we're doing a lot of Saudi talk, Israel now allows people to travel to Saudi.
Wow. This is freedom of movement.
I know. Avram Grant, the manager, baby. they should just like buy all of them and give Avram Grant the manager and say, abhi jaake khelo aap.
The fallout back in the Middle East is going to be crazy.
Yeah, but who's going to be the fourth defender? You buy three from Liverpool.
Nah, we'll play with three at the back.
Yeah, wait,
one in the center and two running up and down. Aja.
Midfielders, obviously Kevin De Bruyne will be there.
They'll get Xavi out of retirement.
I mean, so what? He's just so bad now.
Nah,
dude, he's like old. Just
put more money in his pocket. He'll play. He'll run.
He's not. So who else will be there? Do you need a defensive midfielder?
What are we playing, four at the back or three?
Up to you, man.
Then we need four. Then we need a defensive midfielder.
Fine, a defensive midfielder.
Otherwise, Van Dijk will just feel like isolated. But can't go but
forward line, Messi. Oh, Messi in the coal mines of Newcastle.
Haaland,
too young.
Of course not.
We need proven talent.
One for the future.
Oh yeah, bench pe rahega.
Martinelli, one for the future.
He'll come with his 16 tweets.
Priceless. Aur kya chahiye?
Oh man, is this the whole Chelsea moment again? Like when Abramovich bought Chelsea, like the changing the face of football.
Yeah, but there have been multiple
football.
Chelsea moments after that, right?
More than that,
Fulham,
actually.
Fulham, City.
If you see, no, Fulham, to all right.
Sorry, Everton.
Yeah, but City spent way more
Leicester
money.
Leicester City.
Dude, they all didn't spend as much money.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about the whole rich billionaire coming in and dying in a helicopter.
Huh, but they didn't. What are you going on about? Rich billionaire coming
Leicester
in.
City.
Yeah, but I'm actually looking forward to this. I want MBS.
Yeah, you're a Chelsea fan. I'll just remind you of how you guys got founded.
Sure, whatever. Then see,
it's nostalgia. This is what nostalgia feels.
Exactly. But Newcastle's not going to win the league. I don't think an $1 billion investment.
Do you think they'll kick out the Sports Direct name from the stadium or something?
Obviously.
And put what? Saudi Airlines.
Yeah, I told you already my answer. Probably they'll name the stadium after Khashoggi. or on like Jared Kushner. He'll be like the vice chairman of the club or something. You know, he and MBS are like big time pals, no?
Acha.
when MBS jailed his cousins in that Ritz-Carlton, Kushner flew down to like Riyadh to like discuss 2 days before how to jail them.
This sounds like something out of Succession, man.
Dude, Succession is nothing. Succession is nothing compared to this. This was crazy. But don't you feel sad? Why doesn't he not want to buy Arsenal? Like, why doesn't...
Because they're already owned by a rich American.
Dude, there was a talk of...
And Americans and Saudis, like, you know...
Friends. Yeah, so...
To nahi karna.
They wanted to buy...
Dost ka asset hai. He's not trying to, like, move out.
But right? They wanted to buy Manchester United.
Haan, wo Glazers hai na.
He's American.
Yeah, but aren't they Jewish or something?
Oh, I see. But now Israel allows people to Riyadh.
But Riyadh is not accepting them. They're at the gate. Arre, kholo, darwaza kholo.
Ye to CAA, CAB, NRC ho gaya. Ye to fir se. You think they have NRC in, like, Saudi?
Should they have it or do they have it? What are you asking?
I'm asking, do you think they have it?
Of course they do.
Like, what do they identify? What do they identify? Like, how...
हाँ कुछ तो रहेगा
कतारी है कि नहीं ऑल राइट एनीवे लेट्स सी ओ बाय द वे आई टोल्ड यू अबाउट दिस होल थिंग राइट द प्रीमियर लीग ब्रेक सो नेक्स्ट वीकेंड द मैचेस विच इज द फर्स्ट फेब्रुवरी द फुल शेड्यूल आफ्टर दैट देन द मैचेस आर ब्रोकन डाउन टू लाइक हाफ एंड हाफ फाइव गेम्स आर प्लेड बिटवीन in the next weekend after that and five games are played the weekend after that.
Wow.
So that's how. So you all of you need to like please check your match day things for your fantasy football because they may be only five games or six games. But Baru, let's talk about the matches on 1st of February. Tottenham versus Man City. So Man City is going to... But Manchester United are going to play Wolves again. Oh, God, how many times will they play Wolves, dude?
Two.
They play more than that already this season. What are you going on about? And Liverpool are playing their sister club, Southampton, on the first. You think Adam Lallana will play first half of Southampton? And
it's my testimonial.
Adam Lallana tribute. But yeah, and who is your favorite team Arsenal playing? Burnley. That's a must-win game.
Yeah.
Is Aubameyang injured still?
Injured? I thought he got a red card or something.
Oh yeah, for that horrible stamp.
Yeah, malicious.
He was. Is he coming back by then or you have no idea?
No, I have no idea.
So, what do you know about Arsenal anymore? You seem to have lost interest in it after Arteta took over.
I lost interest after they couldn't defeat 11-man Chelsea.
Wow. The overconfidence. That's what Frank Lampard...
So what is it? And the double game week coming up then?
Yeah, dude. You need to be like really, really careful.
What?
Cause
I got kicked out of the FPL Cup.
It's really nice when podcast host knows exactly their stats during the recording. It's like amazing. All right, man. What else is there to talk? Do you want to talk about anything else? Or about the 10,000 passes Barcelona made in their 0-2 defeat to like Valencia?
Yeah, but that entire defeat was built
on those passes.
On the shoulders of Coquelin and Kondogbia.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, they destroyed Barcelona.
Are you just saying it because you know it? Or are you just saying it because you just know?
I mean, it's Francis Coquelin, man. He's always had like Barcelona in his pocket.
Really?
Except for that 1-4-0.
When else did he play against Barcelona, since you talk about Coquelin?
When else?
Yeah.
He's been playing every season now.
From when he went to Valencia, right?
Yeah.
And he's been losing.
And the 2-1 at Arsenal.
Oh. Amazing. So what are you going to do, man? Are you also going to take a winter break?
Yeah. I think...
Where are you going to go?
I just came back from my winter break, so I'll...
You'll go on the what? Pre-summer break.
Pre-spring.
You can go skiing in Kashmir and you can book the tour in one of the 311 websites on.
Yeah, but it's already switched off again.
Why?
Yeah, that's...
I remember. No, I read it because it was... They switched it on. Then after 4 hours, they switched it off because they wanted Republic Day celebrations to pass off in peacefully.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
But so, even that doesn't
work.
Does
Modi know our listenership is like fallen because of his acts?
Yeah. I hope he does. I mean, it should be all three people of us who are sitting in Kashmir and and Jammu.
Modi ji, they're all Kashmiri pandits.
Modi ji, hamare man ki baat suno.
All right, Paru. It was a pleasure seeing you.
Yeah, same.
I think let's go grab some dinner.
All right.
Okay. Listeners, please follow us on @footytwaddle on Twitter, Football Twaddle on Instagram and Facebook. And go watch the HDFC Live videos. All right. Bye-bye. Take care.